Do you like?
This is side three of the interview with Ruth Livingston, Gail Weisberg, June 6, 1986. We were just talking to Ruth about Helen DeHagen Douglas and a meeting that you had in the basement of your home.
That's right. It was a large basement, and 100 people could sit there very easily.
Oh, my.
And she, very strange, she came to Pittsburgh and gave one speech in the Squirrel Hill area, and I have a hunch, I don't quite remember, but I think she spoke at the Lieber's house, Jerome and Ruth Lieber, for that end of the city, and then she came to my home in Mount Lebanon, so we could round up all the Democrats out there, or all the people we thought would be interested. And they were very interested in hearing her. They knew her as a person, they knew her political career because she'd been in the Senate, and they knew her as an actress, and they certainly knew her husband, Melvin Douglas. And so everybody chipped in, and they would come to my house bringing some wine glasses, because there were no plastic wine glasses in those days, and everybody brought a half a dozen or eight or wine glasses so that we could serve wine and cheese or whatever, cookies, I think, whatever it was we served with it. And it was a very interesting meeting, and it was a memorable occasion, because I had the feeling, at that time I felt we really made a difference. If we hadn't had that meeting, nobody would have had that meeting. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the few times when you think, hey, I do make a difference.
What did you talk about with her?
She spoke of the way in which Nixon had blighted her career, and how he had said things about her which were patently lies.
Was he vice president then?
He had been in the Senate, hadn't he, or was it in Congress? And that was when she ran against him then, and that was when he accused her of being a communist and really tried to ruin her reputation. And of course she never forgave him, and rightly so.
And then she went on a lecture series throughout the United States.
Do you remember
the date about?
I'm sorry, I didn't.
Not put it down. We can look it up.
No, I ruined it. I'm going to tell you. But it was in that same basement that a group of people met to start what later became Temple Emmanuel of South Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And that was interesting. The man that wanted to start is long dead now. His name was Lenny Levitt. And our children were in nursery school together. And he came to our apartment, and he said, because he was from Asheville, and he said, what would y'all think of having a Jewish community center so as our kids grow up, they can meet other Jewish children, because there are so many non-Jewish children. I want my children to leave. And I said, you think it's wonderful? And we both thought that was a great idea. So we went around and called on all the other Jewish families and came back to us. We were the first we called, and he said, I can't get much interest in this. He said, I'm going to find out how they feel about a temple, not a community center. So he went back to all the people he had talked with the first time, and everybody was interested in having a temple.
It's a reform temple.
It is, right? A reform temple.
Uh-huh.
And so we did get together, and the temple was formed.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot tell you the year. And I know you'll hate me forever.
We'll
but the
out.
Best I can do is find it out. I'll look at somebody else's paper. I'll copy.
How old were your children, maybe, next?
I cannot tell you. I can't, because this went on over the years.
Makes me feel good. I can't remember so much. Thank you.
I remember the year I was married, that's not bad. I do not remember the year I was born.
None of us do.
Right. It was in the same basement that we started the temple. And we rounded up quite a few families, more than 50 families, and nobody thought there were more than 50 Jewish families in Mount Lebanon.
Mm-hmm.
And in the South Hills, but there was, you see, a synagogue out there, Bethel, in the South Hills, but that was either a conservative or an Orthodox synagogue, I'm not sure which. But these people were interested in having a reform temple. Most of the people that lived in Mount Lebanon, the Jewish people, were from out of town. They came as we did, not knowing they weren't supposed to move there, so they moved there. And the other most of the other people that were there who were Pittsburghers were of mixed marriages, not man and woman, but Jew and Gentile. Mm-hmm. And so they apparently found that a comfortable place for them to live. Mm-hmm. The temple was a very pleasant experience because we were all in it together and all trying to build something. And we knew what we wanted, and we would meet in the beginning in one of the public schools, and nobody bothered to think about separation of church and state. And if we had, we said, well, where can we meet? You just have to suspend that for a while. And so we did meet. My first son was bat mitzvah at a school, at a public school in Mount Lebanon.
Really?
Absolutely, he was.
Oh, my.
And we had a little thing. It was on a Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And that was not unusual. He was one of the first.
Mm-hmm.
He was, and then eventually we got enough money together to build a temple. And we had the first floor of the temple in. And we didn't meet there again. We knew it was going to go on and be more than just
mm-hmm.
one floor,
mm-hmm.
and most of that below ground. But we were able to use it. So my second son was born 2 years later
mm-hmm.
in this temple. The third son was bar mitzvah at Kane Hospital for the Elderly. You know that hospital out there?
Yeah. I think I did.
Mm-hmm.
Why was he bar mitzvah
there? Because that was also either a city, county, or state project. I don't know, a hospital for older people.
Uh-huh.
And they were our neighbors. It was near the temple.
Mm-hmm.
And they let us use their auditorium for our services. And that's where Friday night services were held.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where my 13-year-old son was born in Kane Hospital.
Isn't that something?
And
well, you mean the
because
the
they were then
was
the temple was, you see, the second son
uh-huh.
was bar mitzvah in the first stage of the temple.
Uh-huh.
Then they were into their building 4 years later when son number three came along. There was construction work going on and the temple could not be used for services at all.
Uh-huh.
And so our Friday night services were held there, and so we're all bar mitzvahs and so forth. And it was a very nice, warm, friendly thing. And other churches in the area were helpful, supportive, welcoming, and I think some of those people had never even seen a Jew on the streets in that area before. But they were good. They were
so you were there at the beginning?
Yes.
The Temple
yes.
Emmanuel.
And now, of course, it's rather a large congregation. I think very precious. I go there for an occasional bar mitzvah or a wedding when invited.
Uh-huh. Do you still belong downtown?
Oh, no.
When you moved into this area?
Oh, before that we gave up our membership because neither of us were believers.
But for your children you thought
oh,
absolutely, it
was absolutely.
To give them the option.
Absolutely. They had to know what being a Jew was all about.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, and we felt strongly about bar mitzvah because that was a right. Where you can stand up and say, I am willing to stand up and be counted.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Jew, and I want it known.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned before that you were involved with this oral history project.
Oh, yes, I was in the very beginning.
Tell us a little bit about that. I know that this is phase two. I presume you were.
Oh, this goes way, way, way back for when the idea first came and they were putting it together and putting the book together and doing research on it. And Lillian, who was the woman who was head of the JCRC at that time.
What is JCRC?
Jewish Community Relations Council.
Mm-hmm.
Lillian Freeberg. You were close. Lillian Freeberg
uh-huh.
was one of the women, and she'd been involved in the Jewish community for many, many years. She was a powerful woman, a very dynamic woman, a brilliant woman,
mm-hmm.
an intelligent person, and a very good representative for us in Mount Lebanon of the Jewish community.
Mm-hmm.
And she would speak to small groups out there that I had become involved in. Groups where, again, I'm sure those people had never, ever seen a Jew. And when they found out that there was such a thing as prejudice extending to not being able to rent an apartment, they were horrified. They had never heard that anyone would resist renting an apartment to a Jew. Mm-hmm. They were ready to march in a body, all eight of them, on the real estate office. They were truly unaware of what Jews are all about.
Mm-hmm.
And they began to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a very good thing.
Did you ever interview, or were you just one of the people who...
I was one of the people who did some with the concept and did some research into the beginnings
mm-hmm.
of Jews in Pittsburgh, as it was in published, any number of publications, books, magazines, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
I did one interview, it was terrible. I was awful, it was awful.
I can't believe it.
Oh, I was! You can't imagine how bad it was. I interviewed a man who was a rich source, but he spoke in kind of a mumble and he tended to kind of throw everything away.
Well, then it wasn't your fault at all.
Yes, I could have said, could you repeat that, or will you speak more slowly, dear? But he was my friend, and it was just a terrible interview, and I was not at all suited for the job, and I learned it quickly and went away and never came back, and I bet everybody was delighted. He was since re-interviewed. They got a good interview for it.
What other information would you like to cover or add to this interview?
Well, I'm really surprised that I'm being interviewed at all.
People have said that you have made a contribution to Pittsburgh, and that
I can't imagine what it
you
is,
have.
I do not
you
feel
have.
As if I have. But it's very nice that people think that, and I can't imagine what they mean. Well, let's see. I was a representative as a Jew and as a woman. On the board, as I told you, was Association of Steel Distributors.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess that was sort of groundbreaking. And then there was new territory broken,
when they say that you have made a contribution to Pittsburgh, they're not necessarily looking for giant contributions. People have been interviewed who have worked every Sunday at the Jewish Home for the Aged and served lunch. Them. And they're saying this person has made a contribution this Jewish person has made a contribution to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And of course there are people who have built enormous buildings or bridges or hospitals or certain temples.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're saying, a contribution. It doesn't need to be something grandiose. So you have made a contribution.
All right. I couldn't be more flattered. I assure you, when I was called, I thought they must have the name wrong.
Well, I thought we had the telephone number wrong.
No, you
I
didn't.
I tried for weeks to get you. You're a very busy woman.
Well, you tried to get me at home, and that's where I am not
well,
today.
Nobody told me that.
I'm sorry.
It's your fault.
I remember when the directory of members in the National Council was first published, and the names were Goldberg, Mrs. John. And then in parentheses, it would say Betty or Jane or something. Now, I think the directory is Betty, Jane, Mrs. John,
mm-hmm.
so that we all now are there as persons.
Mm-hmm.
And many of us have our office numbers listed as well as our home.
Mm-hmm.
But then we were there as Mrs. Somebody, and sometimes, and then our first names were
mm-hmm.
in parentheses.
Mm-hmm. Did you have something to do with making that?
No. Indeed not. I'm glad it happened.
Right.
I don't think that I was so involved with council for so long and was so thrilled with all the varied kinds of things they did. I saw women taking positions, for instance, that were quite contrary to what their husbands would have taken. They were taking what I thought was the just position, but they were willing when they heard what council had to say on any number of things. And so I was full of counsel, and I had a neighbor who was a wonderful woman. She's dead now. Her name was Sylvia Whitman, and I would often talk to her about what counsel meant. And she was a lovely person, and she had a darling little daughter who was the same age as my youngest son, and we used to play together. And there weren't many children. It was a very new neighborhood at that time. And she was a little older than he, and what she liked to play was getting married.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess they would play like four times getting married to one time cowboy, but they worked it out. And I think little Jack got married every day to Elaine. But I didn't realize that when Elaine got through playing, she would listen to her mother and me talking, and she heard a lot about the National Council of Jewish Women, and she grew up to be Elaine Whitman London, who you know, and she did tell me once that it was I, when she was a little girl, and she used to hear me talking about council. It stirred her interest, because her mother was a member, but only a Jews paying member. And so Elaine had it very thrilling to me. And I was the person who installed her. Walked out of the office, and I went out to wherever it was that she got installed as president of the first of the South Hills group. And then, of course, you know, she became president of the whole council, and I was delighted.
Isn't that
so, that was a now that's a contribution. That was a good one.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, I have to thank you. I think you've given us wonderful information. I hope that you're not disappointed.
No, I
crammed it all into
except one you know
day.
What's going to happen? I'm going to go home, and as I'm driving home tonight, I'm why didn't I tell him this? Why didn't I tell him that? You know.
Well, maybe
and,
you will be. you have my phone number.
Yes, I do.
If that is the case, then we will have to meet again.
Well,
but
I thank you for your time, and I thank you for coming down here in the middle of the day.
Oh, it was our pleasure.